Oh, hello. It's 10:47 a.m. Jacqueline's gone to work because she's a sucker. Going to work is for losers. I'm joking. Well, I mean, not joking. She went to work, but she went to go write on a show. That'll be on Adult Swim eventually, which is cool. I wish I went to go. I wish I was at that job, but I'm not. I'm being lazy, and because I don't have to go to work today. I have work to do. I had work to do yesterday, which is why I ended up in a Facebook fucking hole. Whenever I have like, have like stuff I have to get done, I'm a procrastinator. I'm sure you're familiar. I mean, maybe you're not as bad as I am, but you've procrastinated in your life, right? So I was, one of the things I like to do when I procrastinate is I go on Facebook and I track down all the people that have done me wrong, particularly from in my youth, say like when I was in Catholic school. Now, I haven't been in Catholic school since I left Catholic school fourth grade, but I have friends with a couple of those kids on Facebook. When you know, they're men now. They've grown up, and I'm friends with a couple of, so I go through their friends because they stayed and find these other people that I didn't like, and I was like, let me see what this fucker's up to, and a lot of voting for Trump is what they're up to, and not even just them. Then I'm like, well, what about? Oh, I had a crush on this girl when I was in third grade. How is she doing? Oh. Got a beautiful family living in Pennsylvania. Moved to Pennsylvania. As long as they left Staten Island, you'd be amazed how many kids. Well, I don't know. I keep calling them kids because in my mind they're children. I still kind of see them as those kids there. But it's amazing to me how you could grow up on Staten Island and remain there. Holy shit. That is your entire, because now they're not leaving. I guess maybe they might retire to Florida or some such thing. Get out of there. Don't live where you grew up, man. I mean, I grew up on Staten Island, but that might as well be a different. It's like I can get there on public transportation. If I could walk out of my house and get there, subway and a free ferry ride, right? But it's a different fucking planet. My back is fucking sore because Friday on 4/20. I did a real cool 420 thing and got a biopsy. If you didn't listen to the 420 show, which is anything special, as far as I could recall, I wasn't high during it. I had to go to a dermatologist to have to look at these moles, and she biopsied a couple of them, and now I have these like open wounds on my back. But they're like in this part of my back that I can't fucking reach. I guess Jacqueline could do something, but I don't even know what to do with it. They told me to do something, but I kind of wasn't paying attention. That's the problem. When I'm given instructions, I tend to zone out. I'm kind of not present. And then I have to, but you kind of half hear it, even though you don't think you're hearing it. And then you can kind of go back and be like, oh, I said I needed this kind of Dove soap. I know they said that, but I kind of zoned out on that because I was like thinking, oh, there's a, I'm not worried about the biopsy. And it's not, I think even if it comes back, like, oh, those are cancerous or something, like, it's, I don't think it's, I think it's okay, right? I'm not going to die from it. They just got to, like, do something, right? I just think, that, I think if there's, I think it's a bad sign, though, to have any cancer in you. I think it's, my family history is, I don't think there's a lot. All the cancer in my family, I think, is from cigarettes. A lot of heavy smokers in the family. But I think that was it. And I have I've been smoke free for 6 years. So I think I'm in the clear. I think I'm all right. Quit smoking, kids. If you're smoking, stop it. It gives you cancer. Oh, you got to die somehow. Yeah, but you do. But cancer, oof, that's a tough one. That's one of the worst. That's, you know, I often think about how I'd like to die. Heart attack, no thanks. Cancer, no fucking way. You know, you want it to be in your sleep. You want it to be, yeah, old age. Old age, I don't know. Old age is supposed to be how you want to go. But I definitely don't want to go out from a mole on my back. Jesus. That's like how people died in the fucking, in the turn of the century or something. The turn of the last century. Oh, news. What's going on in the news? Oh, sad news. Rest in peace, Bob Durow. Durow? Durow. I think that's how you say it. Whose catchy Schoolhouse Rock tunes taught kids grammar, math, has died. Bob Durow has died. The Schoolhouse Rock guy, which, I didn't know that was just one dude. I loved Schoolhouse Rock when I was a kid. That's sad. Well, I think he was like 92. So, there you go. That's I tell you how, definitely how I want to die is I want there to be at least a news story about it. That's all this comedy thing's about. I want to get famous enough. And that's pretty famous. When you get to, like, news, I, you know, really, if I'm being honest, I want to be news alert famous. Like, when I die, your phone buzzes, and there's a CNN alert saying, you know, celebrated comedian, Oscar award winning, director and writer, Christopher Laker has passed away by having too much hot sex. I don't know. From, he was 107. A student whose prom proposal sparked racial backlash will not attend prom. I'm not reading about that. Prom proposals are fucking gross anyway. They should all, I don't know what this kid did, the racial backlash. I'm sure he's an asshole. But I'll tell you, he's a bigger asshole than most. But all these prom proposal things are fucking lame. Not to be the, why don't you do the thing that, like I did when I was young. But come on, man. Prom proposals? Oh, I guess youth is for the young. I don't get it. And who cares? They don't care. It's not like the kids are in high school. They're like, hey, I was listening to this podcast. Turns out there's this comedian in New York City doesn't think we should be doing prom proposals. He says they're dumb. Never really thought about it, but I guess they are. What is this podcast? And then I get a big high school listenership. Go do your prom proposals, kids, but don't do them racist like this. Whoever this kid is that did this news story that I'm only going to read the headline of. All right, that's it. I'm out of here. See you fucks tomorrow. We love you.